Hey Menachem of Tuesday the 6th of August, Rabbi Menachem Ostroff, Yichud Hashem, a halachic analysis.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
So, this is perhaps a weighty topic for 8:30 in the morning, but the inyan of Yichud Hashem. So before I got into this sugya and started learning more about it, if you would have asked me, what is this? Is this, are we talking about an inyan? I would have probably told you this is probably something to do with Kabbalah. So I want to share with you today that it is very much not the case, and this is something extremely important, extremely relevant, extremely practical, and I want to share with you today and give some halachic definition to what Yichud Hashem is about. So number one, when we're talking about Yichud Hashem, we have to realize we're talking about a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. This is not just an inyan. It's mitzvah base in the Rambam. When his mitzvahs of the, his counting of the Tariyag, it's number two. This is very high on the list. And it's equally counted as a mitzvah by the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tov Yud Zayin. And the Sefer HaChinuch includes this as one of the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiyot, the six constant mitzvot which we have incumbent upon us all the time. This is one of those. Generally, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, which are also part of the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiyot, they get a lot more press coverage, and we hear about that a lot more. And again, equally important, but somehow the concept of Yichud Hashem is simply much less defined. So I want to try and help us today talk a little bit more about that. But it's interesting as to why that should be, because it's ironic. What is the makor in the Torah for the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem? Which pasuk does it come from? Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And this is a pasuk which everyone is extremely familiar with. I made a quick cheshbon that over a 10-year period, you will say the pasuk Shema Yisrael at least 15,000 times. At least, if you're doing it twice a day in Krishma Lamita, you say it in Korbonais, you have it in Kedusha, Shabbos morning. So over a 10-year period, well, at least 15,000 times. So we just want to make sure that we're getting it right when we're saying it. Following close behind that number, Aleinu L'Shabeach, we say three times a day. We say that, you know, that Bayomahu Yeh Hashem Echod U'Shmoy Echod. Now, just perhaps we can have a little bit more, another level of depth of understanding as to what that really is going to mean. And in the Berachas Krishma every day, we finish off with L'chodos L'cha U'L'yachedcho B'Yahava. Right? We say that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and L'yachedcho. So what actually does that mean? What does that mean on a practical, everyday basis? The Sefer HaChinuch tells us this is one of the Sheish Mitzvahs Tumidiyos. So I want to give a little bit more of some definition and practical ramifications of what this mitzvah is all about. And hopefully we can see that if we can tap into this and make this a little bit more real to us, it can be extremely liberating and an extremely powerful mitzvah, which can have an incredible recipe for simcha and living life far more stress-free. So that's a good offer on the table. So I'm going to try and split this into three parts of three levels, which I perhaps we could say with ascending difficulty. Just before I do that, let me just hammer home about how choshev and how basic and fundamental this mitzvah really is. Again, the Sefer HaChinuch tells us this is one of the mitzvahs tumidiyos. It's constant. It's incumbent upon us at all times. Let me quote to you from the beginning of the Chovos HaLevavos in guess which Shah, Shar HaYichud, and he says, "Uv'yichud yiporeit hamamin min haKofer." It's in the matter of Yichud, that's what separates between the Maimin and the Kofer. V'hu roish amitas hados, it's the beginning of the understanding, the truth of our religion. U'mi shenot mimenu, someone who strays from it, lo yitokin, lo yimaisa, v'lo yitiskayim bo'yemuna. He will not get anywhere, and his emunah will not last. That's how the Chovos HaLevavos describes the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. Take the Sefer HaChinuch. Again, in Mitzvah Tov Yud Zayin, he says, Ikar emunas kol b'nei ha'olam. Everybody in the world, their ikar emunah is predicated on this. And this is the strong pillar on which the lev of every single person with das relies upon. Yichud Hashem. The Sefer HaChinuch adds another line. Chayiv kol echad miYisrael lehoreg al mitzvahs yichud. That the mitzvahs of yichud is so important that a person is mechuyiv to give up his life for this. And in fact, there is some sort of nitty-gritty in the Rishonim exactly therefore where to put this mitzvah of Yechad Hashem. Is it perhaps a chelik of the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah? Is it just enough of the mitzvah of Emunah? But we see, you know, the Rambam and the Chinuch definitely count it as a mitzvah in and of itself. But it's interesting that actually the Magir on the Minchas Chinuch points out that we say in Avinu Malkeinu Leman Tzvuchim Al Yechudecho, which really backs up the point of the Sefer HaChinuch that this is something which one is mechuyev to give one's life for. So in other words, it's really, really important, and it's something we should definitely have a handle on, get an understanding of, and then bring into our life that much more. So level one of the basic understanding of what the mitzvah of Yechad Hashem is. This is coming principally as written by the Smag, the Ramban, and also the Sefer HaChinuch, that in short, there is nothing other than Hashem. Now, one is Hashem, as everyone is familiar from the song. And it's interesting that there's perhaps a seeming crossover here with another mitzvah which we should be familiar with, which is the second, Be'aseres HaDibros, Lo Yelech HaLekim Acherim Alponai. And again, there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim about how to differentiate between these two mitzvahs. But if we've grown up frum, then the basic concept of this mitzvah is not much of a chiddush to us. Yes, there is only Hashem. But as soon as you take a step outside of what we call frum Judaism, then you realize that the Torah is actually being mechadish, something to us extremely important. If you just step into Christianity, for example, and there's something called the doctrine of the Trinity, which I don't profess to be so well versed in, but basically they have an incredibly different reading of the pasuk Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. There's, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and there's Hashem, and there's Elokeinu, and there's Hashem, and that's all Echad, and that's the Kitzur, the doctrine of the Trinity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that we do not believe in anything like that. And in a more general terms, there's many religions, definitely The religions of long ago were predicated on a basic theme, which the technical term is dualistic cosmology, which is that there are essentially two powers in this world. There's the power of good and there is the power of evil. And this whole world is built on the struggle between those two koichos, and it's our job in this world to give strength to the power of good and not to give strength to the power of evil. Now, obviously, that Yiddishkeit does have something like that. But realize that there are no two koichos. It's not that there is good and there is evil, and each of them have equal power, and it's our choice as to which one we want to serve. It's not like that. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to see some very important ramifications of this soon. But it's particularly one religion which really got this going was Zoroastrianism, which was very popular b'mei Chazal, and some who even suggest that there's the Gemaras in the end of Psochim are all about the concept of zugos, that doing things in pairs, not doing things in pairs, and some say this has all had to do with Chazal trying to keep us far away from anything to do with Zoroastrianism, which celebrated this idea of good versus evil. That's number one. Just to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and everything comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How Ra, therefore, plays a role in our world, that's what I'll get to soon. But that's the one basic level, the basic definition of Yichud Hashem, according to many Rishonim, the Smag, the Ramban, Sefer HaChinuch, and others. Level number two, this is really brought out by the Rambam. The Rambam expands this idea, which is again something which we are familiar with. It's the Ramban, it's also the Hagos HaSmach. Rabbeinu Peretz also seems to give this definition of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. And that is that we have to realize that we as mortals have no mortal conception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this idea of the Rambam is probably very familiar to many of us, because if you say the Ani Ma'amins, the number three is Ani Ma'amin Be'emunah Shleimah Sha'abor Yisparach Shemoi Einoi Guf V'lo Yasiguhu Masigei Haguf V'einoi Shum Dimyon Klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no corporal body, and you cannot be masig any sort of attribute any corporate reality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'einoi Shum Dimyon Klal. There is nothing which can even be compared to him. That, says the Rambam, is another definition of Yichud Hashem. You cannot ascribe any sort of corporality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, whatsoever. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where he delineates this halacha, asks the obvious kasha, which is that the Torah is full of it, everywhere. All over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to have hands and feet and eyes and a lave, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to represent the human form. And the Rambam explains that you have to believe and you have to understand this is totally and utterly moshel. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's face, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, you know, it's impossible, he says that's what it means. That as much as there is Mishalim in the Torah, and with all the descriptions, you know, even things like the Maisa Merkava, you know, the beginning of Yechezkel, which we learn on Shavuos, which is full of these, you know, very wild descriptions of what's going on in Shemayim, says the Rambam, you have to realize and understand that is totally moshel. It's all moshel. And it seems to be that he would go so far as to suggest that if you were to believe that that it's actually real, then you are a koifer. You are absolute koifer if you believe that. It seems some of the Roshanim are a little bit easier on you, and if you were to believe what it says is the pshat in the psukim, then you wouldn't be a koifer for it, but they definitely agree with the Rambam that yes, this is ultimately moshel. That's a second level of understanding the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that we cannot ascribe any level of corporality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, every day, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we really try and have kavanah and realize that when we say the word ato, that we say you, we're talking to someone. And the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Kara, had this kasha. He says that, I cannot ascribe anything physical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, but yet, I try to have a conversation with him every day, so what should I be thinking about when I'm davening? So interestingly, the Magid, the supernal teacher of Rav Yosef Kara, the Malach who came to teach him every day, he answered his question for him and he said, do you know what you should think about when you're saying Baruch Ato Hashem? Tzuras Ha'oisiyos. You should think of Baruch, Beis, Reish, Vov, Chaf, and then when you say Ato, it's Aleph Tov Hei. That is what you should actually be thinking about when you say those words. And that's a safeguard. It's a safeguard to making sure that we don't even think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a blinding white light or anything else which movies today might use to try and give the impression of God, a deep booming voice. That is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Rambam stresses again and again, that part of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem is to realize that we cannot ascribe any level of Masigei Guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, that being the case, well, arguably we have perhaps a machlokes rishonim over here between level 1 and level 2 about how to define this mitzvah Yichud Hashem. So, as we mentioned, the makor in the pasuk of this is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So let me just clarify what should our kavanah be when we're saying the pasuk, the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. So we have the Shulchan Aruch, who tells us about this. And the Shulchan Aruch is coming from the Gemara, essentially in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel. But the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Samach Aleph, when he's explaining the kavanahs one is supposed to have during Kriyat Shema, he says, "Tzarech laharich b'ches shel echod kedei shiyamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim v'aretz. You should be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all the world. Shel ozer roimes hachatosh b'emetz agag aches." Leave that for another time. And a person should be yarech b'dalet shel echod shir shiyachshoiv shahakadosh baruch hu yochid ba'olamoi u'moishel ba'al baruchoi sa'olam. He should think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in this world and he is moishel on all corners of the world. And he should not be marich any more than that. That's coming from the Gemara, and I always was thinking that it seems to be here that definitely the Shulchan Aruch is passing like Rav Rishonim, that the basic understanding is that we must believe and understand that there is nothing other than the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and He is the Yochid and the Moshel on all Ruchis of the Olam. But it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch adds in this line, but you shouldn't be Marech more than that. And I was thinking that perhaps in the Gemara is that the Beis Yosef is telling you that, yes, be careful, don't fall into the trap here of the Rambam. Make sure that you don't spend too long trying to philosophize about what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, because that means that our physical minds are probably going to try and ascribe some level of physicality to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we cannot do. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Vayarach Yosef Mekishir Zeh, don't get too into this, because then you're going to get into problems. That's the basic kavanah we have to understand. Also, I'll just mention that when we're talking about the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, that we have to realize that is a mitzvah sasei d'oraisa in itself of Kriya Shema, and the kavanah is ma'akev. When we're saying the first pasuk of the first brach Rishmoina Esrei, the Ramah is mekel on us and says that if you're having trouble with kavanah, then look, if you didn't manage it with kavanah the first time, just keep going, because otherwise you'll just be there all day. The Ramah does not say that about Kriya Shema. If you're not mechavin in the first verse of Kriya Shema and Baruch Shein and Mishnah Berurah Paskins, then you have to go back and say again. I find myself doing this probably at least once a week, if not more. That yes, you have to say the first pasuk with kavanah, and if you don't, you have to go back. And also, it's worth mentioning that the kavanos of the Shemos Hashem Aleikenu Hashem, also one should try to be mechavin according to the kavanos mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Hey, but that's a story for another time. That's level one and level two. Now level three, which is an expansion, perhaps, of level one. Making Yichud Hashem practical on a tamidis level, on something which applies at all times. If it's a mitzvah which is specifically relevant to Kriya Shema, so that really perhaps only applies twice a day, or four times a day, how are we going to be able to extend this to becoming the mitzvah tamidis as the Sefer HaChinuch describes it? So, if we understood correctly that the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem tells us that there is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He is the only Koyach, then that means that Ra and everything associated with it, by definition, also therefore comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you realize that, then that is an extremely weighty idea. It means there is no such thing in life as plans going wrong. It's a total mistake to think that. There's no such thing as that, yes, I was doing this, and then something went wrong. If there was some level of Ra attached to it, some level of Nusoyan presented itself, there was something which was going to happen, I wanted to do, and it didn't happen, that's not because the Sitra Achra got in the way, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvoidoy Ba'atzmoy, arranged it such. Which means that any time Nisayan presents itself, remember, one second, this isn't the Yetzer Hara getting in the way. The Yetzer Hara is probably, we're all familiar with, is a malach. It's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yetzer Hara is overjoyed when he loses the battle. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated and choreographed everything to make sure that this particular situation, which has now thrown you entirely, it's there for you to grow to the greatest possible extent that you can. There's no such thing as the plan going wrong. The plan is exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be. And often you could feel that this is not in your best interests, and it's definitely not what you were planning to do. And sometimes it even looks like it's not in the interests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I remember that my daughter, who's now three, so you know, if you have children, this is probably very familiar to all of us at some point, that she had this tekufa where she was waking up every night, and it was hours before she went back to sleep. And I'm trying to learn the Quill. I need my head. I need to be able to think. And I'm saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want from me? Do you want me to try and learn during the day? I need to sleep for that. I need to be able to think. And my daughter is keeping me up for hours at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want me to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't this working against your interests? But then, it was after one night when I was like, you know, figuratively banging my head against the wall, when I realized that, one second, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something different from me at this point. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me this incredible opportunity to work on my sablanos. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually has a plan for this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to achieve something else right now. The plans didn't go wrong. This is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu choreographed the whole day to run around the fact that I'm being terribly disturbed at night. And I can't think the next day, but maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something of that. I remember once when I was newly married, my wife was pregnant and we were traveling, and we lost our passports. If you've done this, you know. If you haven't, don't do it. It was such incredible hassle. Like, this was an Eretz Yisrael, like being in touch with the airport, being in touch with the Nesher office. I went down there so many times to check every Nesher bus I could find. And then I had to go to the police to do a police report and multiple times, and I lost a lot of learning time because of that. And I'm thinking, oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu, like, you know, why? Like, what was this for? And to be honest, I'm not sure. I don't know why that was really happening, but it was definitely a very cohesive experience for my marriage, that for sure. But to give this also a halachic frame of reference, because we always want to keep this within, you know, tie it back to the Shulchan Aruch, something very practical and very relevant. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha which everybody here knows, but not necessarily everybody realizes that this is also halacha paskind in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Siman Reish Lamed, Sifhei, and it's again quoting a Gemara, La'olam yehi adam rogil loima kolma da'ovid rachmana latav ovid. Now there's no Mishnah Berurah on this, so when you're reading the Sif Dalet beforehand, it's so easy just to skip to the next Sif, because that's where the Mishnah Berurah carries on. You could totally miss out Sif Hei here altogether. That's why it's often can get, you could skip right over this. But the Shulchan Aruch brings this halacha. He says that this is something which we should try and do. To be rogil, loyma kol, ma, da'ovid, rachman, la'tavavid. To realize and appreciate that everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, however crazy it looks in your life right now, is a perfect plan for me, and it's latav. And this applies on the micro level of the life of every single one of us, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach aleinu b'hashkocha protis. But it also applies on the macro level as well. And it's extremely relevant, therefore, to mention this idea in the 9 days, in the run-up to Tisha B'Av. The same way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a perfectly planned, choreographed path for each and every one of us, and therefore everything which happens in our lives revolves around that. The same is true of the world and of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has a plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has a direction. And all the terrible things which have befallen Klal Yisrael over the years, we also have to recognize and realize is also part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greater plan. And this is all the concept of Yichud Hashem. The go-to sefer for this idea is the Ramchal in Das Sivanos, who has pages and pages and pages, you know, discussing how it could be that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, then how is it that Ra exists in this world? But essentially, the idea, he says, that the whole concept of Ra is Gilui Yehuda Yisparach. And the greater the Ra in the world, you know, the Crusades and the Holocaust and everything else and the tragedies which we sit down to mourn on Tisha B'Av, we have to realize and appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought those about in order to be Megala Yehudoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oneness, the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is the only Koyach. And everything that happened was in his bringing about the ultimate revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichud in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that Ra. It had to happen. And that helps us actually have a certain Nechama. And it's the Ramchal explains that there are basically two Hanhogos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this world. There's something called Hanhogos HaMishpat, and there's something called Hanhogos HaYichud. Hanhogos HaMishpat is the way where HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us. That we get to choose, we have Bechira, should we do the right thing, should we do the wrong thing? But at the same time, on top of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Hanhogos HaYichud. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the world in a direction, and it's going that way whether we like it or not. It's rather like a GPS. You have your destination, and you're going, that's where it's taking you to. You can make as many wrong turns as you like, and it will just continually recalculate until it just sends you back where you have to go. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works too. we individually have our choice to decide, do we want to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu get there, or are we going to get in the way? But even if we take the wrong turns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this Hanhogas HaYichud, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always driving the ship to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to get to. And when that time will come, that's when the ultimate tikkun arrives, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided, obviously, b'chochmas yisbarach, that the level of tikkun that this world has to achieve we've reached our destination. That will be that's when Mashiach will come. That's when there will be the ultimate yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. But we will appreciate the master plan. We will appreciate that all the ra which happened, both personal and on a national level, we realize that that was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the only koyach, and that's Be'ez Hashem, what we'll see with Bayomahu Yeh Hashem Echod Ushmoy Echod. That's what the Pasuk is going to mean, that we will see at that time that everything was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the Ra was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that went wrong along the way was ultimately from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, just to wrap up and be Masake, the Mitzvah of Yechad Hashem, as we mentioned the Makaris at the beginning, is fundamental. It's absolutely fundamental to our Yiddishkeit. And I've tried to split into three basic levels. Level one is the basic understanding that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu and there is nothing else. And this is La'afuke from the many religions which believe in multiple deities, multiple koichos. We do not believe anything like that. Level two, we mentioned, is coming from the Rambam. That's the idea that we cannot, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is yochid, therefore, we cannot ascribe anything finite to a Kodesh Baruch Hu whatsoever, and doing so runs the risk of being a koifer. But level three, which is real and expansional level one, is this understanding that if indeed a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only koyach, all the tzad hora, all the sitra ochra, therefore comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us to live with the ability to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually guiding us, and even when things are not going to plan, it's a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. And therefore, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, if these ideas are something we can take with us and somewhat eternalize, especially over the 9 days and through Tisha B'Av, then we can get to the ultimate Yichud, which brings about ultimate Simcha, because when there is Yichud, when there's understanding, when there's appreciation, there's tremendous Simcha. And hopefully along the way, if we can live with the feeling that plans can't go wrong. Everything which is happening is directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing me the opportunity to grow through whatever situation faces me right now that can be extremely liberating. It's not necessarily going to be easy, it might be tough, the nisyonis might be hard, but it takes out so much of the stress, because you realize that this ultimately is what I need to do right now. It didn't go wrong. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate plan for me. Thank you very much.